want to welcome everybody. And a little explanation. Dan and Mado are representing, they're the collectively the Shoki, the most recent Shuso. With Mike. And Doug is today's sacrificial Shuso. And when the time comes, we're going to offer a question. Everybody has the opportunity to ask a question of the Shuso, and I hope that you all will, even if you don't feel it, you know, worthy, so to speak. Just let it rip, and you will address. You will say, "Well, Dan, you explained that part. You did it very well."
So you address Doug as Shuso. So you start by saying Shuso, and then ask your question.
And as Doug will reply, and you're allowed a follow-up question. And if you're satisfied with the first one, then you gasho. If you want to ask the follow-up, you just do that directly, and once you're satisfied with that, we'll call it quits, whether you're satisfied or not, and bow. Okay. So Doug, you'll come and do three prostrations.
Before the ceremony starts, as a future Buddha representing the other future Buddhas in all the worlds, future Maitreya Buddha, for the work that you do in sustaining Jikoji and Okoji and Kogan's lineage and Dogen Zenji and Shakyamuni Buddha and all the ancestors. As Buddhas look backward, this Buddha representing the future Buddhas offers you this for a future time.
Thank you. This is the end of Ongo. Doug Shuso chose to study the Diamond Sutra, so he's going to read just a short piece of that to set the tone. Regardless of what you ask or already have prepared to ask, I'm sure it will in some way fit into the context of the Diamond Sutra.
For from chapter 6. And how so? Because, Subhuti, these fearless bodhisattvas do not create the perception of a self, nor do they create the perception of a being, a life, or a soul. No, Subhuti, do these fearless bodhisattvas create the perception of a dharma, much less the perception of no dharma. Subhuti, they do not create a perception nor no perception. The Dharma becomes a golden flower. In the spirit of Vulture Peak, it becomes the five petals of Shaolin Temple. Sometimes the Dharma turns into a dragon and swallows heaven and earth. The Dharma treasury sword moves freely and takes and gives life. At this very moment, at the teacher's request, my teacher, Michael, Shoho Newhall, and Ian Forsberg, the Dharma is in my It's in my hands. It is like a mosquito biting an old ox. But I cannot yield my responsibility. As long as I walk and on, I offer my friends to please ask me some Dharma questions.
Shuso!
Yes.
I represent Shaolin Temple.
Welcome.
Thank you. 40 years ago, at a Shuso ceremony, I attended at Mary Kate Spencer's house. I was given an answer by Stephen Bodian, Shuso. It was insufficient. I am back. You must answer my question. What is the meaning of Bodhidharma coming to the West?
Bodhidharma came from nowhere and went nowhere.
Thank you.
One down.
Scare everybody away.
Shuso, what did Hui Neng awaken to from the Diamond Sutra when he heard it?
Wei Ning recognized his true nature.
Okay.
Shuso, what's the difference between an iron ox and an old ox? Does it change the meaning of the story?
A mosquito gets no blood from an iron ox.
Shuso, Koppen, in his writing on Chikantaza, or his talking on Chikantaza, once said, one must disappear in the city. It is the only way. But you have not disappeared. Who or what disappears?
Don't hold on to self.
I'm sorry?
Do not hold on to self or the perception of self.
Shuso, is there light at the end of the tunnel?
Only if you're looking at the end of the tunnel.
There once was a monk, something like you perhaps, and his teacher had given him a koan, and the koan is very well known. What is your original face, the face you had before your mother and father were born? And so this monk was very troubled with this koan, and what he liked to do to work on it, rather than sit in the meditation hall, he would go out in the forest, probably something like this one, and walk in the forest and meditate on this koan. And then one day as he was doing that, he came across a tree that had been cut down, and just the stump was left. And he had a vision, and he felt that the original face was under this stump. And if he could only dig this stump out and pull it away, he would see his original face. So he worked very assiduously on digging this stump up. And then one day he realized it probably weighs about 2 tons. So what would you advise this poor man to do?
Keep digging.
So, how do you stay strong?
First precept, first preliminary precept is take care of ourselves.
Shuso, what is anger?
I embody it well. frustration with frustration with this life and these circumstances and the confusion around them.
How does it become a bodhisattva?
Like the stump, have to keep exploring it and tell its elements are all aspects, all roots of its elements have been trimmed. And it can take a long time.
So, you have grandchildren. You have grandchildren? That's a simple question.
One.
And your grandchildren child came and asked you, "What is this you sow, Grandpa? And why are you making so much noise? And why are all these people here for this thing?" What would your answer be?
It's a party.
Shiso. What is the sound of one hand clapping?
Like the sound of an autumn leaf falling from a tree. Ever present silence that embodies all of us, and yet we so rarely hear it. And that's why we sit.
Shuso, if when we sit, we forget about the self, who is the self that I take care of as the first preliminary precept?
When we're hungry, we eat. When we're tired, we sleep. Our mindful life must recognize this body and mind in order to keep practicing that first preliminary precept.
Is therefore perception of hunger, thirst, and a skillful perception?
When it is not grasped and clung to, and incessantly pursued, when it is tended, it is skillful. When it is indulged, it is contaminated.
Shuso, you read a section from the Diamond Sutra in which it was said that a fearless bodhisattva neither creates a perception of self nor a perception nor no self. And also, a fearless bodhisattva, was it creates a dharma nor no dharma? Was that the quote?
Yes.
Then what is it that we're reading in the Diamond Sutra?
We read about our true nature in all its myriad forms and ways of attachment and illusion. And though there's a self, a life, a being, and a soul to attach to, those results in more suffering, as with holding on to dharma or holding on to no dharma causes suffering. The holding causes suffering. Fundamentally, there's nothing said in the Diamond Sutra, and that is why it is called the Diamond Sutra.
Shuso, how does one liberate self and others from the delusion of appearances?
By sharing our true nature in kind, generous ways, and by not holding on to appearances, including position and station, by encouraging the beings we encounter, that they trust their own true nature, that they can trust their own true nature without grasping for anything.
So, when does the party start?
Where have you been?
Right here. Where's the beer and pretzels?
Bring me some tea. Then the party really begins.
Shuso. Do you have doubts?
Yes.
What do you do when they arise?
I study. I examine, I explore, I reflect, and study some more, because to me, a doubt is a portal to a furthering of understanding.
Shuso. The two Bodhi cats, Mui and Bodhi, do not get along with each other. What can we do?
Jokoji is a spacious place. There is room for all of us here.
Jiso, where shall I sit?
Thank you.
So, how do you know you're right?
Us. What works and doesn't work, the situation, the conditions that we encounter, when you encounter a step, you take it. When you encounter a tree in a path, you go around it. You can try to go through it. But with neither right nor wrong, fundamentally, what feels right can be troubling, but it can also be indicate troubling in that the perception of myself as right in the next step there's obstruction, and that indicates that perhaps the rightness is not true. And so we drop the notion of right and proceed with taking best care of our life and those around us and the circumstances that we are in the midst of, without attachment to the particulars of someone's way
Please.
What's your question?
How do you know you're right?
I don't.
Yourself. When the earth around you moves and the buildings and the people aren't familiar anymore and the path that was there is somewhere else, On what ground do you stand?
In the midst of all that unfamiliarity, we are still on the blue orb circling the sun together with all things, and I take refuge. With all of that.
So are you saying you take refuge in the threefold?
Yes.
Shiso, what is the sound of the Buddha's voice?
That's a tough one because the Buddha doesn't say a word.
Shiso, what is this strange thing I suddenly find hanging around my neck?
It's known as Buddha's robe. Some make it into a fabrication of something special. When it's an indicator of our aspiration and our intention in this life. The Buddha's robe is also called a shield or a shelter. We have a roof to protect us from the rain. We have walls to protect us from the cold. We protect this life in myriad ways so that we can continue along the way. Fundamentally, there is no armor, there is no shelter. And perhaps it just helps us go where we would otherwise not go with fearlessness. Fundamentally, Zazen is the merging of our mind and body and breath. It So long as we have a place and the mind and the body and breath, we can practice Zazen.
So, what is the most important thing you take from your practice to your day job as an engineer?
Kindness to all beings.
Shusa, a leaf.
Even a rock in a stream witnesses the current and the coming seasons, and wears away slowly. It doesn't perhaps need a witness to exist, but to have consciousness to witness brings enormous peace and joy.
It is said that just this, my question is about death, physical death of body, mind. Can you provide any insights about just this after the expiration of the body and mind?
We can experience the beginning and the ending, the birth and the cessation in just our breath. The come and going, comings and goings of life. Uninterrupted.
Shusa, what is it like, or what is the experience of being short?
Making comparisons of short or tall. Making those distinctions begin the confusion.
Find ourselves there.
Too short? Too tall?
Well, I didn't say too.
Just short, just tall. So does a blade of grass 6 inches tall consider it short? And a 1,000-year-old redwood consider itself tall? They are as they are.
Last question.
Shuso, what is the greatest barrier to practice of the Buddha?
Release the shoe sauce.
Is there a release the shoe sauce ceremony?
Do we get to give him a score?
We'll give him a hug later.
No hugs at Shaolin Temple.
Thank you, Doug. So we're going to close, and you could bring this stick back, and then we'll all do prostrations again. And after, we'll go up to the community room, and we can query him further. But he won't know that we're doing this.